headway towards the post. Here is Paul Cook. Short ball from him to Matt Carbert, who came in on the angle from left to right. Raffles up the five fingers, last tackle of the set. Cook will put the little dink in, and it's bobbled around behind the Featherstone line, and a real howler at the back, and Doncaster have come up with the first points of the afternoon, just short of 8 minutes on the clock. And it was Paul Cook who just held the ball up for a moment, and the Featherstone defence, they had a decision to make. Did they commit, did they not? He put the kick in behind them, and Doncaster, the home side, have come up with the first try. They lead 4-0. Clock runs out, and Will Sharp, he's trying to evade the tackle far side, but that is the end of hostilities for the first half here at the Keepmoat Stadium, and it's the first half of the first game of this double header of the Championship this afternoon. Doncaster 4, Featherstone Rovers 0. A try on 8 minutes from Danny Cowling, courtesy of player coach Paul Cook's grubber in behind the defensive line, and neither side coming up really with a clean break of their own. It's been a game where defences have been on top.
Yeah, defences have been on top. I think both sides have executed good handling skills in the conditions. We haven't seen a whole lot of errors, but we haven't seen a lot of adventurous play either. From what I recall, Doncaster's best two scoring attempts were off the boot of Paul Cook, pushing little kicks in behind the Featherstone Rovers defence, one of those leading to the try. And Featherstone, if I'm being honest, I don't remember them creating a good opportunity to score points.
The next drive is 15 short of the Doncaster line then. Opportunity, first one of the second half for Featherstone, have come down to short side this left. Sykes at the ball has been put the kick in. Now then, there's claims of a try here, claims of a try for Nathan Chappell, and he's got the try as well. Nathan Chappell awarded the try, the first of the afternoon for the Featherstone Rovers, and they've levelled it 4 points apiece.
Yeah, in very similar circumstances to the Doncaster try. It didn't come from as far out on the in terms of the width of the field, but it was a good set of six. There was good in-road charges from Matt Cook and Bostock before the ball came out to this left-hand side. The kick was put in behind the Doncaster defenders down the narrow channel, and Chappell chased it in. He's the one that's got the ball down. He knew straight away and was looking to grab the ball and kick it up in the air to celebrate the try. So he had a good sense that he got the ball down cleanly. It was given offside. The Doncaster players too eager to get off their own line offending on that occasion.
Back-to-back penalties, and Paul Sykes is pointing to the uprights because the penalty has been given only 3 or 4 metres to the right-hand side of them. And you would think it should be an easy two for the boot from the boot of Paul Sykes, and he's taken it back to around about 10, maybe 12 metres or so from the
again,
try line.
It's probably an indication from Paul Sykes, given his experience, of exactly how tight he thinks the outcome of this game may be.
48 minutes on the clock as Paul Sykes strikes this one left-footed. Touch judges' flags are raised, and Featherstone have taken the lead here, courtesy of the boot then of Paul Sykes. With that penalty for offside against Doncaster, they lead by 6 points to 4. Back-to-back penalties for Doncaster. Those defensive legs might just start to weary a bit for Featherstone, and Paul Cook has decided, just as Paul Sykes did at the other end of the field, that he's going to take the opportunity here to slot over the two and try and bring parity to the game again.
Yeah, I guess being captain coach, being out on the field, you know, you don't have to send the signal from the touchline and find that the players override it. He was quick to grasp hold of the ball, Paul Cook. Decision was made, we'll take what's on offer, we'll square the game back up. I think he feels that, again, with Carbert and Pagliacina back out on the field, they're in the ascendancy, and we'll get back up the field from the result in set of six.
So it's going to be Stuart Sanderson, I think, who sets up for this penalty opportunity, and it's 17 minutes in as Sanderson just chips the ball over the crossbar and between those posts and levels the scores. It's Doncaster 6, Featherstone Rovers 6. 20 metres or so short of the line, kick will come. Drop goal attempt it is from Paul Cook, in fact. He was setting himself there. It's bounced off one of the charging down defenders. I think it could have been Baldwinson, but waved away by the referee. 6 points apiece still.
You sort of see the logic in it, where with 18 minutes or 17 minutes left on the clock, I'm not sure this game will be ultimately decided by a drop goal, but again, we'll see.
Last tackle of this set for Featherstone. Ellis comes short side to Sykes. Sykes gets the ball away down its near side, and Featherstone,
forward
have
pass.
They gone in for a try with Sharp? No, as you'll have heard from Andy in the background, it was called forward. And any points are scrubbed out, and it remains 6 points apiece, but Featherstone just starting to suggest that they might be the side who can do this.
When they've got into the Doncaster half, they've looked more threatening in this half than they certainly did for the full 40 minutes of the first. And on that occasion, it was good play by Sykes, who fired a long ball out to Sharp. Sharp duly finished it, but the pass deemed forward and the try ruled out.
Baldwinson makes another 10 metres. Featherstone just rolling forward, have some momentum. Wood to Sykes. Sykes gets it away to Hitchcock. Hitchcock holds off for the would-be challenge of Dunn, runs laterally, he's coming across this near side, the left, an opportunity opens up here for Featherstone Rovers in the form of Matt Ryan, and Matt Ryan goes in for the second try of the afternoon for the Featherstone Rovers. Well, the pressure's been building for the last few minutes, there are 10 minutes to go, and Featherstone hit the front. It's Doncaster 6, Featherstone 10.
Yeah, going into the last 10 minutes of this game, our thoughts were that Featherstone looked the more threatening side in the second half, and the chances that they'd had looked the most likely to score. And on that occasion, they built the set of six quite nicely into the Doncaster half. Remy Maginet looked like he was going to make a break up the middle of the field. That was enough, I think, to disrupt the Doncaster pattern of defence. And when they came down this left-hand side, a nice little unders ball to Matt Ryan saw that the Australian dual reg player from Wakefield go over 20 metres to the side of the post and post the 4 points that take Featherstone 10-6 into the lead. Well-worked piece of play.
In an acting halfback, we've got Ellis once again coming back here for the drop goal attempt, and referee Turley says yes, that is good. And it was Remy Maginet from about 25 metres out who got the ball pretty high in the air. It might have hung up in this wind, but he got enough power behind it to make it into a point, and that point, Andy Kelly, I put to you, we'll make it 2 points today for Featherstone Rovers.
Yeah, that had to be the minimum return for Featherstone Rovers on that set of six. If they could have got the 6 points, that would have been an absolute excellent result. But I'm sure they would have been more than happy, and were more than happy, to come out of that with the 1 point, which takes them 7 points clear of Doncaster.
And now on and starting to cast shadows at the Keepmoat Stadium, and the ball deposited near side as the hooter goes. That's it. That's it for the first game at the Keepmoat this season in the Championship, and the first away win of the campaign for the Featherstone Rovers. It's finished at the Keepmoat in this first of our doubleheader. Doncaster 6, Featherstone Rovers 13. Sum that one up for us, Mr. Kelly.
Well, I think, I could parcel it up and make it quite negative in some respects, but given the conditions, cold, wet, windy, I think both sides had a real go at each other. It was quite physical at times. Chances were at a premium, and I guess given what the Featherstone Rovers side did in the second half, they looked the most capable of converting chances into points, and that was the difference between the two sides.